Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. He is Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin, 216-474-0092. Just talking about the Open, the British Open. Can I just say the British Open?
You can say it, but apparently you'd be wrong.
Well,
I agree with you. I like saying the British Open myself, but that, because we're not in the British Isles.
The Open Championship, often referred to as the Open or the British Open, is the oldest golf tournament in the world and one of the most prestigious.
It used to be the British all the time, and then when did they start getting snooty and just saying the Open? About 25, 30 years ago?
Has it been that long?
That we had to start saying it?
Yeah, I don't
know. It always used to just be the British Open for us because we have our own Open, and we put a geographical designation in front of it.
So much work. Just a lot of work. Can I start here, and then I'm going to get into some of the things that you said.
Work.
Any chance, I can see Dan waking up. Who is it? Tom McGibbon. He will tee off at 1:35 in the morning.
McGibbon?
Yeah, McGibbon. McGibbin. He's the first guy to tee off. And then a guy from Norway, which I'm not even going to attempt. I can't even say it fast. And so I'm just kind of looking through some of the folks. But does that kind of make it fun that you can wake up in the middle of the night and watch this thing? Or do you wait for the replay and then act surprised?
You can't sleep. It's not good.
The best thing that has happened with all the streaming services is the fact that you could just go back and watch. So like you could sleep normally and then just hop on and watch the coverage on Peacock and it'll go from there and then catch USA in between and NBC at night. And that's what's made it good is now you can actually sleep and watch the Open.
I don't know. I might call you early in the morning and just spoil everything for you. I'm going to call you and see like, oh, did you see McKibben? Oh, he was good.
There's an app on my phone that does the same damn thing.
No, it's more
really
fun.
Not spoiling anything.
I want to be the spoiler. Speaking of spoilers, bro, you had a chance to go to this?
Yeah, I did.
And?
I did. So I sat down. It was, you put in for a lottery. And so I ended up winning Thursday tickets for the Open and
you
Royal Port
won
Rush.
Tickets to the Open Championship.
I mean, you still got to pay for them. It wasn't free or anything like that. Yes.
But you won the lottery.
Yes.
You won an Augusta lottery.
Yes. I've been lucky lately for a lot of different reasons.
Why don't you go down to the convenience store and play that lottery?
Because I don't want to ruin a good time. I don't want to ruin a hot streak of good luck.
To have a bad time on his schedule.
Losing is not on my schedule. But yeah, I did, and we sat down with the finances and all that kind of stuff. And
do you get a letter or an email or a text?
It was an email. It would be cool if it was a letter, though.
Yeah, wouldn't that be cool if
wouldn't
you
got a letter? Wouldn't
that be
awesome?
Was it
like the wax on the back with the claret jug on it?
Wasn't a prince asking for several million dollars, was it?
No, it was not a prince.
Okay, good.
What is it just like a regular registration form online?
You just go in and you could put in. In fact, I think next year's Open, I believe the lottery is open right now if you would like to enter such things.
Go, Andy.
Which I think is...
You can walk around and say, hey, is this the British Open? And then they can come over and beat you up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because that's what they want to do. They want to punch me because I called it the British Open. I'm like, get away.
But yeah, after Augusta and other fun last year and going to Ireland and all that kind of stuff, the lady friend looked at me and she was like, unless you're going to sell your left kidney, we're not going to be able to afford this.
Is a left worth more than a right these days?
I assume it has less wear and tear. I am right dominant. So... But
so will you try again or no? Will you try to get in again?
Oh God, yeah. I want to go. I want to stand there in the cold wind, rain, and snow. I want to watch this happen and be absolutely miserable with everything else, standing on a golf course that was built before our country even existed. Yes.
Every time I think of the Open, I think of the Robin Williams bit where he talks about golf and he's just so funny about the game itself and... You know, and he talks about this miserable experience, and then he's like, you know, when they were trying to invent things, they came up with it. He's like, you feel like you hit the ball, and you feel like you're going to die, like you're going to have a stroke. Stroke! That's what we'll call it. Every time you try to swing at the ball, we'll call it a stroke. I mean, it is one of the funniest bits I've ever seen, is Robin Williams just explaining golf and trying to figure out when they got together to play for the very first time, you know, what that must have been like.
It's one of the best bits. I think it's off of his Broadway special. I want to say that was the one that came out in 2000.
He did it in an interview. I watched it. I think I just saw it last week.
The one in the stand-up special is better because it's loaded with F-bombs.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, this way I had none.
Outstanding. Not that cursing makes everything better, but in this regard, it helped.
Jeff, would you listen to it then? I don't think you would.
Why?
Because a lot of dirty words in there.
If it's Robin Williams, we're all used to it.
It's okay.
But yeah, it's so cool. I would love to go. It just fell at a very bad time, and I hope I get to go at another point in life because I'd love to see all the majors.
I do too. I hope you get to go too.
It's so cool.
By the way, Dan describing everything that he just described, Andy.
Yeah.
Lottery, you know, yeah. Going to Augusta, trip to Ireland. The word dink comes to mind, doesn't it? Dual income, no kids.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes, yes, yes. Did I say yes?
Yes,
I remember those days.
Dan needs to go out and, you know, buy clothes for a 9-year-old.
Is that...
You think I don't?
Jeff, have you ever been to the Masters?
I've never
been to the Masters either.
You guys
got to
go.
Would you rather go to the Open or Masters?
Augusta is so damn uppity. It will make you laugh.
I would.
And then
I
you
would,
get in, and yeah. It's the prettiest garden you've ever walked around.
I would rather go to Augusta, and then after I went to Augusta, then I'd put the Open in line.
So I want to go to Scotland. So I would rather go to the Open. I'll be honest with you. I'd just much rather, especially like after you've watched Outlander, you really want to go. That's even more than just golf. Like I have other reasons for wanting to go.
Scotland's cool. I would love to go hang in Scotland for a little bit. The only problem that I have is, and this will probably infuriate a chunk of our listening base and hold it against me forever, I hate bagpipes. What? The sound of bagpipes to me are just horrendous.
Really?
That's the only reason that I would never want to go to Scotland is just so that I never have to hear bagpipes.
So I was at a high school graduation.
I hate bagpipes.
I thought this was cool. I was out of high school graduation.
You can't play a full scale. Who in the world thought, oh yeah, let's take a sheep stomach and blow air through it, and then we'll hook a reed up to this thing? It's horrendous.
It sounds awesome. I was at a high school graduation where they have bagpipes that lead everybody out. It's just so cool.
I can't stand them.
Really?
Oh God, I can't stand them.
I've never heard anybody with a bagpipe affliction. Oh, I can't do it. It makes me crazy. I break out in hives.
It is a taste that I have never acquired. I despise bagpipes.
I've never had any animosity towards bagpipes, so I can't say that I'm in the same. How do you feel about accordions?
Love them.
Okay, I just want to make
sure. I'm in on accordions.
How do you feel about accordions?
You can be
words we never thought we'd have here on the show.
My whole life, I grew up with the phrase, if you hear anywhere you hear the accordion coming out of the bar, that's where the party is. That's where you need to be.
Jeff, Super Bowl or the Masters? Browns not in the Super Bowl. Where would you rather go? If the Browns were in the Super Bowl.
That's truly a once-in-a-lifetime event, Andy. You kind of got to go to that.
Dan, have you ever done... Super Bowl is the only major event in this country I haven't covered.
Is it... I don't want to go to the Super Bowl.
Really?
It feels like it's more built for TV than it is for anything else. I've heard from
the
people
NFL
who have
is
gone,
more built for TV.
Yeah, I've heard from people who are gone, you want to go to the AFC Championship or the NFC Championship more than you want to go to the Super Bowl.
Because it's a game. Because
you're actually then surrounded by all the fans, and it actually is a game, and this isn't just this massive spectacle surrounded by suits who don't care what happens.
You want to hear most overrated thing ever? NBA draft lottery. I'm sorry. Both the NBA draft. The NBA draft. The lottery was kind of cool. I went to a lottery once, too. But the NBA draft was so underwhelming. It was unbelievable. I felt like I walked into a small, tiny... even though it wasn't, it was at...
the TV studio.
It's
right?
A TV... They turn... Yeah. You know, they turn... Continental Arena is not still Continental.
You can hear it when they applaud because it sounds like there are about 17 people there.
Yeah, it's weird. It's just really... Like, I can't imagine how underwhelming the MLB draft was in Atlanta 2 days ago for the first round. Because the NBA is underwhelming, too. It's a bunch of tables with some family sitting in front, and there's some people sitting in the stands... And then there's a back room. And that was like the end. And then they had, at the time, you had two TV stations that were doing it. I was just like, RC is in Cleveland. RC.
Yeah, hey.
Hey, what do you got?
Yeah, so you guys, first of all, Phelps calling it snooty at the Open. Mm-hmm. Like, who cares? It's just a name. You can call it whatever you want, man.
Just yeah, man.
Call it whatever you want.
Got it. I'm with you. That's why I say it's a British Open. I mean, it's just, if I'm RC, if we're sitting in the street or we're sitting at the bar, I'm saying it's the British Open. You're not going to get mad at me.
Yeah, right? we all know what that means.
Yeah.
The Open to me means the U.S. Open.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, the US Open it does. Always had
U.S. Open, U.S. in front of it.
RC, you having a bad day, man. I'm not feeling love.
I played really bad golf today, but...
Oh, hey, but you played golf, man.
You played. That's all that matters.
Come on, RC. Where'd you hit him?
Shawnee.
Oh, nice. That's a nice course.
Yeah, but, I mean, I don't think it's snooty to call it the Open, man.
Okay.
It's American. We're Americans, right? We're good.
Have a good day.
RC, have a good day, my friend. RC was...
Hope you hit him straight.
A little fired up, man.
You always see deer out at Shawnee. You ever notice that? They're very friendly deer.
It's been a while. Brian Batko, Steelers beat reporter, is going to join us next. We're going to start our little preview here of the AFC North as the teams get ready for the rookies to report in just a few days. So we're going to talk a little bit of that. And, man, Pittsburgh is just like, I don't know what they're going to look like. He's going to have to explain it to us.